over to God. Good evening. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of our online students again by Roku and by the internet. God is good. It's great to have apostolic covering and apostolic leadership. One of the things that this generation is missing is fathers. I believe that apostles were set first in order in the body of Christ, heaven to earth government, because God knows the importance of a father. If you really think about the natural world, we talk more about the love of a mother than we talk about the love of a father. And so we tend to, almost like men or fathers, don't have a heart. But the truth of the matter is, you get around a real father, you will understand God better. Because God is not described in the Bible as being a mother. Now, I see everybody going to get upset, but you see, this ain't a gender thing.
That's right.
God is a progenitor. He's the father. He's the source of all life. And God loves his family. So if God want to make sure his family, which is in heaven and in earth, is named, see, then God wants to make sure that his family is provided for. So he gave gifts unto men. And the first one he gave was the apostle. So, Father, we thank you for our apostle, the apostolic call that's upon his life, his family life, his ministry, everything and everyone connected to him in this season will go beyond their wildest dream. We thank you for connection. We thank you for covering. And we thank you for covenant. Now, we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, who is our escort into the spirit world. And we thank you that these nine manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit is the prophet, the church. So I pray for everyone up under the sound of my voice that they would desire spiritual gifts so that the church can be the church in throughout the age. And we give you praise, glory, and thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, remember this class is, we've been training you just in this semester with the time that we have on moving in the gifts of what? Revelation and prophecy. One of the things that we put before you was that there is a prophetic flow. There is a people, there's a remnant of people that is hungry to get in the prophetic flow, which is flowing what? Accurately in the what? In the Holy Ghost, come on. Flowing accurately in the Holy Ghost, flowing in the supernatural, flowing in revelation knowledge. See, the church, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It was the rock of revelation. That's what the church is built upon. And then Jesus told Peter, nobody revealed this to you. You don't know who I am, except my Father revealed who I am to you. And based upon revelation knowledge, you follow?
Yes, sir.
Based upon the rock of revelation, that's what we live from, revealed knowledge. 1 Corinthians 14:1 say what? 1 Corinthians 14:1 say, follow after and do what?
Desire spiritual gifts.
Do what?
Desire spiritual gifts.
Do what?
Desire spiritual gifts.
Desire spiritual gifts. This is the final class of this semester, and I wanted to recap this class by emphasizing these things. We have to come to this fact that the gifts of the Spirit is not in the Bible as decoration. I'm sorry. This is where the church is. We always want to read, but we need some application now. Okay, and I need people who are really listening. You know, Apostle said something. We got to be career students. Now, how many of y'all remember me telling y'all that? Huh? I'm a career student. I will never achieve like some people think they've arrived. There's always more. There are higher heights. There are deeper depths. There are greater widths and longer lengths, all in Christ. You know, but we don't want to fall into the category of ever learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So I want us to not only pursue, but we got to apply. Follow after charity and do what? Desire spiritual gifts. Now, you have to understand that the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. To profit. See, there's something that God is longing to get out of you. But you have to be the one desiring the spiritual gifts. Desire comes with a pursuit. It comes with a strong pursuit. Like that girl you like. Oh, see, now y'all gonna get all sanctimonious on me. Amen. She couldn't get rid of you. Amen.
Amen.
And what y'all laughing at? Because God didn't even tell y'all to pursue a man and you pursuing. God said, let him find you and you seeking him. Oh, Jesus. Now y'all understand pursuit, though, right? So at the end of the day, I need you to desire spiritual gifts. Remember that more than one gift is available to you.
Yes, sir.
Remember that these gifts, these nine manifestations of the Spirit, I thank God for all of my forefathers and the people who went before me. But Apostle Lynn bring me up here to read behind these great men and just get stuff. He wants us to give to you how he's training us.
Yes,
supernaturally, flowing, bringing things to light that some people may have never seen in the Scriptures. These gifts of the Spirit, even though they are broken down into speaking gifts, prophecy. Prophecy is a speaking gift. What are the other two? Divers kinds of tongues and interpretation. Wow. Y'all didn't know this was going to come up. Yeah. He going to ask us some stuff he done taught us already. You got to know. Then you have the three power gifts. What are they? Special faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles. What are the revelational gifts? The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. Are you listening? Now, I don't want you to know that by head knowledge. I gave you definitions. You're not going to get everything up in here in the semester. You're going to have to pursue this information. I'm going to need you to pursue. But prophecy, we say, is the gateway to them all. So that's why the next verse say what?
For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue,
speaketh not unto men,
but unto God.
For no man understandeth him.
Howbeit
in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Read.
But he that prophesies.
But the man or the woman who prophesies.
Speak it unto men.
What? For edification?
And exhortation.
Now y'all know edification means what? To build up. That's why when you move in prophecy, when you're talking about prophesying, you're talking about building somebody up. You know, it's not to tear somebody down. Prophecy, when spoken and dealt with, a prophetic utterance when coming from God, even if it's revealing something that don't seem, you know, kosher. You know, we done already talked about this, the woman at the well. You know, we when Jesus say, go call your husband, she said she didn't have none. Amen. Jesus moving in the word of knowledge say, yeah, you have well said. Amen. You've well said. Huh? You don't, you know, I've had, you know, I have no husband. He said, the one you're with now is not your husband. And besides that, you're going to have five others. All right. Now, as I shared with you before, in the natural, that would seem embarrassing. But when you're flowing in the spirit and the motive behind you speaking is love, you're not going to run the person. You're going to draw them. Are you with me? Okay. So, see, did he build her up? You better believe he did. He redeemed that lady's life from destruction. That lady ran out and started telling others, come see a man who told me all about myself. Then they came and they say, okay, now we don't need your testimony. We heard him for ourselves. Read the Bible quickly. Edification, exhortation, and comfort. Okay, that's what prophecy does. That's what it does. Edifies, it exhorts, you know, and it comforts. Come on, exhorts. Y'all know what it means to exhort someone, huh? What does it mean? To encourage them. Come on, to strengthen them, to settle them, to establish them. And you know what comfort is. I mean, when you're going through the hardest point of your life and somebody moving, tell you what thus said the Lord, and that fear, that anxiety, that worry that had you bound leaves. Are you with me? Okay, so you got that. Move on.
But he that
speaketh in an unknown tongue. Now, if you only want to speak in tongues, and that's why we're talking about it. If you only want to speak in tongues, you're only talking about edifying yourself. That's selfish. You don't want to just edify yourself. Every joint supplied. We want to build up others. Read.
But he that prophesies edifies the church.
Edifies who?
The church.
And the church is all of the collective group of people, whether you're talking about a corporate body or the local church. That's what prophecy does. That's why we must see prophecy, and you are the ones sitting online and in this class. You are the ones that can ignite it, because I know since you've been in this class, the Spirit of God has been coming up on you, seeing if you're going to be willing to step out there with your mind. Remember last week we told you that your mind got to get engaged. Because a lot of time when it's time to move out in the Spirit, the enemy is messing with your mind. You trying to figure out, do you qualify? Are you good enough? How it's going to sound? What if? It ain't none of that. It takes faith to move out. You got to, we're talking about prophecy here, baby. You know, all you have to believe is God. If God can talk through a donkey, he can talk through you and me. Are you listening? You have to desire it, though. If you don't desire it, it's not going to happen. But I'm telling you, when you're in service, especially here at Word of Life and in other governmental churches and other churches that are prophetic and are apostolic and prophetic, flowing churches, when you get around, I believe I shared this with you, that God took of Moses' spirit and put up on the elders. When Saul got amongst prophets, he prophesied.
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember that? When Moses' spirit got upon men, they were prophesying. There were some who were there in the meeting with him prophesying, then outside the camp, Eldad and Medad. They didn't come to the meeting. But those who were at the meeting were prophesying when the spirit came upon them. See, when the Bible say God took of Moses' spirit and put upon him, huh? It really was the same spirit that was upon Moses.
Yes, sir.
Come on, talk to me. It had to be the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That had to be the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit may have seemed like he was absent in the old covenant, but I challenge you to read your Bible.
Right.
He's always been there. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has been old covenant, new covenant. I don't know where we get all this theology from. They always been working together as one. What angel you think God sent before them when they went to the promised land? What angel you think there was that spoke out of the burning bush? Y'all kind of quiet. I mean, y'all trying to separate them. God say we won. We so much one, we don't care who y'all think it is. We know it's us. Y'all get to tripping about it. We don't. So I'm trying to show you. So when you start understanding, when you're in these prophetic churches and you're in these churches, the Spirit of God will come upon you. But that's where faith got to come in. You got to overrule your thinking and say, God didn't expose me to this. So when the Spirit of God come up on me, I could move out. Praying in the Spirit, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, learning and listening to hear the voice of God. Remember I told you about not grieving the Spirit, because a part of grieving the Spirit is not just talking about when you're talking about sin. That's got to do with your doggone soul. What you got to move past that, and you got to understand that you can quench the Spirit when he's trying to speak something to you. Do you understand that the word that God has put in your mouth is going to literally revolutionize and change people's lives that are in the proximity of hearing you? So you got to get out of that comfort zone. And the reason that God wants to use you is because God don't want no superstars. He wants to use the most least likely. And speak strongly through you. And you will know it, because remember, prophecy will ignite an atmosphere. It'll charge up an atmosphere. That's why when you're flowing in the Spirit, that Spirit come up on you so strong and you want to say something and you get afraid, and then somebody next to you start saying what you should have said. Then you start going, oh, man, that should have been me. Yeah, you wasn't the first one he talked to. He probably went through 50 people in the church. No, I'm telling you, we've been around. We trying to worry about who up there. Men and women of God who love God and are trained, we're not going to try to shut you down. But if you're trying to show off, we're going to have to silence you, because the gifts of the Spirit are not to do that. All right? So that's why I want you to begin to desire spiritual gifts. But more than that, I want you to desire to move in prophecy. You follow what I'm saying? Because it's the gateway to the rest of them. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Okay. Now, this is something we need to know. 1 Corinthians 14, we'll have time to read all of it. But you know, the Bible says when we pray in an unknown tongue, we are praying with our spirit. Drop down there and find that verse. I must be around 13th verse somewhere up there. When I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit pray it. What verse is it? Verse 13. What it say? Wherefore do what? Wherefore, let him that speak in an unknown tongue pray that he may what? Pray that he may what? Pray that he may what? Because when you pray in an unknown tongue and then you interpret what you are praying, what is that equivalent to? Prophecy. That's why we got to start moving past just speaking in tongues in church and getting happy, edifying ourselves. I want you to know that God can give you the interpretation of what you're praying. It's not a translation, it's an interpretation. Yes, sir. You understand that? Yes, sir. You understand that? Yes, sir. It put it another way. When the flow of the Spirit is moving in the congregation and God wants a certain thing to get over as to what he's doing in this now season, or what he wants to say here and now, then he could come and have someone go off in tongues, all right? But the interpretation is not a translation. It's not like I'm going to say something in Spanish and here's the translation in English. No, I might not say, I might speak for 15 seconds in tongues and get a 3-minute interpretation. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because we ain't talking about translation. We're talking about interpretation. Now to show you that, watch this. special faith, inner operation. Gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, inner operation. Discerning of spirits. Diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Interpretation of tongues. Inner. It's an operation. Somebody say, how you know that, Reverend? Because who interprets dreams? Who? God. Who? Didn't Joseph tell Pharaoh when Pharaoh was troubled about the dream he had? Who did Joseph say gives interpretation? Oh, see, now y'all playing with me. Y'all playing with me. I'm trying to show you, you don't have to worry about interpretation. The same is God will begin, you begin to develop in the gifts and that inner operation will go off. God is the one that gives the interpretation. I told you I don't have time to prove it all out. You study the Bible. God is the one that gives interprets. He interpretations. He knows what he wants done. Do y'all understand everything that Jesus did, he was doing on the behalf of the Father?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then just act like the most important operation is what God wants. All right. Finish reading that. What it says. Interpret. We got to that. What the next verse say? All right, that's what I want you to get to. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. All right, but my mind is unfruitful. When I pray in the spirit, when I pray in an unknown tongue, when I'm speaking in a language unknown to me, my spirit on the inside is jumping and enjoying itself and having fun, intimacy with God. But my mind is like, what's up? But now through the saving of the soul and getting my mind engaged, come on now, when the interpretation comes, it's got to flow through. My mind, come on now. Y'all understanding this? Huh? My mind, see, when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. But when I pray in the what? Keep reading.
What is it then?
I will pray with the Spirit.
I will pray with the Spirit. Now, why did he switch around and say, I will pray with the Spirit? Because it is the Holy Spirit that's giving your spirit the language to pray. But your mind is unfruitful. So I will pray with the Spirit.
And I will pray with the understanding.
And I will pray with the understanding also. When I pray with my understanding, I'm praying in a language that I know that I can understand. I can articulate to God in whatever language, be it English, whatever language, in the languages of all the world. When people go to God, they present it in their understanding. That means I know exactly what I'm saying. Y'all understand that? So we have to not just want to now do one type of praying. We have been stuck on let's just pray in the spirit. Let's just pray in the spirit. Well, our spirits are being educated, but our minds are suffering.
Yes, sir.
We have to begin to pray more both ways. What's about praying, Father? Father. I've been speaking in tongues long enough. I'm ready to graduate. I want to interpret what I'm praying about. Well, think about it. If I'm able to interpret what I'm praying about, now God is able to show me things to come. God is able to give me instruction. God is able to give me direction. God is able to give me correction. God is able to give me discernment. I'm no longer a baby now. I'm starting to mature. Y'all got it? Okay, read. What did it say?
I will sing with the Spirit.
I will sing with the Spirit.
And I will sing with the understanding also.
Now, we do very little singing with the Spirit. We sing more with understanding. Come on, Reverend. Y'all ain't talking to me. Now y'all won't sit up here. Y'all sitting up here. Ain't no singing in the Spirit. We won't hear what it's in English. No singing in the spirit. Y'all, yeah, help me, Lord, help him. What the hell I done got myself in there? Well, we are people of pattern.
Yeah.
But we just learned from Apostle. Pioneers break patterns. The apostolic is a pattern breaker. Can I put it another way? It cuts against the grain. I hate to spoil, bring you, I'm going to bring you good news. But when Jesus came, he was accused of breaking everything Moses ever taught. And Jesus said, no, I didn't come to break the law. I came to fulfill it. The problem that y'all didn't understand Moses was because you messed up here. I came to fulfill the law of Moses, not to break it. But the law was spiritual. You trying to get it natural. That's all right. I'll leave that to you. That's a whole nother. You better read the book of Romans. You know, the law was spiritual. That's why you couldn't keep it. You were trying to keep something with the natural that was spiritual. But your flesh couldn't keep it. Because it had a rebellious nature in it. So the flesh rebels against the spirit. That's why God, that's why Satan don't want you to develop in the things of the spirit. Because he can keep you bound. All right? All right. So we got to pray more with our understanding and with our spirit. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, to help you further develop, there are some decrees that we're going to do. He's going to read them to me. I'm going to read them to you, and you say them back. Sound like three things to me, huh?
Yes, sir.
He read them to me, one, I say it to you, two, and you repeat it back to me.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you now, and now watch this. Be careful about what I'm about to say, though. I want you to begin to do this daily.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I don't want it to become a ritual.
Yes, sir.
I don't want it to become traditional.
Yes, sir.
Because when you're pursuing, one of the things about when you like that little girl, somebody say, back on that again. Did you want to talk to her every other day?
Good.
Right, I'm going to go over here. When you like that little light-skinned fella, did you want him to call you every other week?
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, how often you want to hear from him?
Every day.
I like, see that. How often you want, don't act like on the camera, how often you want to hear? I'm messing with everybody tonight. How often you want that person to talk to you? Uh-huh. Come on. Talk to me. Hold up. And when it didn't rain. Did I miss the call? Did my phone ring? You might even call AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint to find out if you missed something. All right, here we go. Now, we're going to do these decrees, and that's going to be it. Time will run out. What does it say?
I decree that.
This is blessed with what?
Blessed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
With the gifts.
With the gifts.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
All nine
manifestations
of the Spirit
belong to me.
Okay, first decree.
I decree that. All the gifts of the Spirit. Dwell within me. And can be activated through me. I am able to speak.
I decree.
I am able to speak.
With new tongues.
He's going to catch up. I'm going to get him straight. He's going to follow. Go ahead.
And edify myself.
In the Lord. I decree.
I have the supernatural ability.
To interpret tongues.
I decree.
I can prophesy.
And encourage people.
Through speaking God's destiny.
Words for them.
words for them.
Words for them.
I decree.
I decree.
I decree.
I am empowered with the gift of wisdom.
I am empowered with the gift of the word of wisdom.
I am empowered with the gift of the word of wisdom.
I decree.
I decree.
I decree.
I host the gift of the word of knowledge.
I host the gift of the word of knowledge.
I host the gift of the word of knowledge.
And can know God's mysteries.
And I can know God's mysteries.
And I can know God's mysteries.
And things about people.
And things about people.
And things about people.
And circumstances.
And circumstances.
And circumstances.
That only God can reveal.
That only God can reveal.
That only God can reveal.
I decree.
I decree.
I decree.
The gift of the discerning of spirits.
The gift of the discerning of spirits.
The gift of the discerning of spirits.
Dwells within me.
Dwells within me.
Dwells within me.
Giving me the ability.
Giving me the ability.
Giving me the ability.
To discern the presence.
To discern the presence.
To discern the presence.
And specific identity.
And specific identity.
And specific identity of God.
Of God.
Of God.
God, his angels.
His angels.
His angels.
And the spirit of natural man.
And the spirit of natural man.
And the spirit of natural man.
The devil.
The devil.
The devil.
And his demons.
And his demons.
And his demons.
I decree.
I decree.
I decree.
I function on the gift of faith.
I function on the gift of faith.
I function on the gift of faith.
Which enables me to connect.
Which enables me to connect.
Which enables me to connect.
Into the supernatural.
Into the supernatural.
Into the supernatural.
Empowerment of God.
Empowerment of God.
Empowerment of God.
That's it.
Gifts of healing.
That's it. Time is up. I made it. Mm-hmm.